4 in the afternoon. We're on our way to Winchester, Virginia tonight, the state of halfway point between Asheville, North Carolina and Sellersville, Pennsylvania. We just stopped in a town called Chilhowee to eat McDonald's. It's disgusting, but it's what you gotta do when your stomach is growling and there's nowhere else to go. While we were there, we stopped into a few antique shops, and one had a glass case full of swastikas and Nazi-related antiquity, the kind of stuff that Lemmy from Motorhead collected. I wish some of my far-left, East Coast, West Coast friends, who never end up in places like this, could see things like this. All they ever tell me about is things that they read on the internet or see on TV. The internet will tell you this and that, but there's no education like travel. The thing that they wouldn't get at all is everybody around here is actually pretty nice. At least to us three white guys. In the second shop, I bought Caroline a midnight blue mid-century McCoy flower vase. On the way out, we stopped in a gas station. I bought some bottled water and saw two stacks of bumper stickers. The choices were Trump and Dump Trump. The woman working there pointed to the Dump Trump sticker and said, "I'm going with that one." I said I'd go with it too, but they didn't have anything to stick it on. I told her that I didn't own a car, that I didn't have a guitar case, and that I didn't want the word Trump on a suitcase. She scrunched her eyes at me and said, "Please step aside, sir. Next customer." Our last show on the east side of the USA is tomorrow night in Sellersville, Pennsylvania. We had a great show in Asheville last night. Lots of love from the crowd, good sound, and Isabel Castelli was great on cello. There was a big tall guy up in front with a beard, and I asked him how tall he was. Instead of answering me, he gave me a business card. I'd read it tonight, but I left it behind in Asheville. I do remember it gave a description of his height, 6'7", and listed answers to the three most common questions people asked him. Yes, he played basketball in high school. No, he's not a lumberjack. He's actually a graphic designer. And it said, "Played giraffe in high school plays." Then it said something like, "Thank you for asking. This has been a great conversation." I'm still sick as a dog. My bones are aching. I'm drinking water and taking Excedrin. It's now after midnight, and we're at the Wingate Hotel in Winchester, Virginia. When we got in, I need to get some walking in, and Chris joined me. We went to Starbucks and sat and talked for a while. Then we went to Ruby Tuesdays, and I got a steak and a baked potato, and we talked a while longer. We paid the bill, and then we walked back to the hotel. My herpes blister went away for a few days, but it's blistering back up again under the left side of my bottom lip. I was dragging myself around on that walk, but I needed the exercise. I can't sit idle all day. I'm gonna take a bath now and try to get back into Henry Miller's Black Spring, which I've not opened since a flight from Edmonton to Winnipeg a few weeks ago. We've got an 11 a.m. lobby call tomorrow and a 3-hour drive to Sellersville, I'm told. Now it's early afternoon, we're back on Highway 81, and I think we're in Pennsylvania right now, but I'm not sure. But not long ago, we stopped in a mini mall in Hagerstown, Maryland. We had a choice between a sushi place, an Indian place, and Jimmy John's. I asked a kid who was working in a Radio Shack type of place, which was the best one. He said, "I don't know, I've only been to Jimmy John's. The sushi place was the busiest, so we went with that." It was interesting for me, being in a Japanese restaurant with Polaroids of white people celebrating their birthdays all over the walls and country music playing in the background. Things have changed a lot since traveling these roads with my old band, the Red House Painters. There were no Japanese restaurants and mini malls back then. White people in predominantly white towns didn't have Japanese or Indian restaurants back in 1993. But they did have these creepy signs on hotels that said, "American owned and run." I'm glad to see these backwoods places becoming more accepting of restaurants of various ethnicities. And I'm happy to not see those "American owned and run" signs in the side of highways anymore. You know, I just thought of something. Ethiopian food was a big thing in the 90s, especially in major cities. Now notice that it's went out of style. My theory on that is you gotta eat Ethiopian food with your fingers, not with chopsticks or forks or spoons. I think it's out of style now because if people eat Ethiopian food with their fingers, it'll mess up their phones and they won't be able to Google things during conversations or check their Facebook pages. You know what I'm saying? Like when you're telling your friend a story at dinner and he's fact-checking what you're saying while you're talking? Well, if you were eating Ethiopian food, he wouldn't be able to do that. Ethiopian food isn't conducive with phone obsession. The town we were in last night, Winchester, Virginia, didn't have any of the ethnic food options mentioned above. We had three meals during our travel yesterday. The first one was at McDonald's, the second one was at Dairy Queen, the last meal was at Ruby Tuesday's. Between our last show, Asheville, North Carolina, and wherever we are now, we've seen some interesting things. Antique shops with swastikas, Nazi memorabilia, options between Trump and Dump Trump bumper stickers. And with all that, I somehow managed to find my girlfriend a beautiful blue vase. And this morning in the lobby of the Winchester Hotel, I met a guy who had a shirt on that said, "I don't drink and I know things." I mean, I'd just woken up 10 minutes earlier and I thought that's what it said. I told him I thought the shirt made a smart statement, so I called Scott and asked him to come downstairs to get a photo of me standing next to this guy. I told the guy, "That's a smart shirt. I love it. Drinking isn't good for you. That shirt makes a positive statement." He just stood there smiling while we waited for Scotty to come down. I was getting bored waiting for Scott, so I asked the guy if I could take a picture of the shirt with my flip phone. He said, "Okay." When I gave the shirt a good look, I realized it actually said, "I drink and I know things." I thought, oh no, I don't want to take a photo with this guy anymore. And right when I thought that, Scott showed up with his camera, and we got the photo shoot over with fast. When the guy walked away, I told Scott, "Man, I misread the shirt. I had it off by one word. I assumed the shirt had a positive message, but it was just one of those dumb redneck shirts you see sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Shirts that say things like, 'I'm nuts' for girls with tight butts." We just crossed over a wide, beautiful river, and I just saw a sign that said, "Downtown Harrisburg." Not sure how far we are from Sellersville, but tonight's our last show of the tour. I've been nursing a cold for the last week, so I look forward to my flight back to San Francisco tomorrow. All I can think about is my girlfriend, my bed, her cat, and sleep. But at the same time, it's our last show, so I plan to give it my all tonight. We've got a 2.5-hour set, and everything I sing is gonna be from my heart. Fighters say, "We're gonna throw down," and that's what we're gonna do in Sellersville tonight. We're gonna throw down. Now we're at the Sellersville Theater, and I'm typing this out during sound check. Just back from an antique shop next door called Picker's Junction. I bought my girlfriend 4 Harlequin plates, 3 chartreuse, and 1 turquoise. I was thinking about staying an extra day tomorrow to see Ollie's Fight Camp in Deer Lake. I'd heard it had been renovated and is open for public viewing. It'd be nice to do that, or to just relax and spend an extra day here in Sellersville. It seems like a quaint little town, but my body's telling me it's time to go home.